Well, hello, my friend. Dr. Neil here, and I know that God knows who you are and where you are. You know, I was amused, and yet I found it really interesting. The other day, I read about people who have musical ability noticed that there were errand boys in certain parts of London that were whistling out of tune. And so after much discussion, it was suggested that it might be the bells of Westminster that were just a little out of tune. Well, of course, skeptics said, no, that's not possible, but others said, let's check it out. And true, something had gone wrong for a period of time. The chimes that people were hearing were actually, as the article stated, discordant. Now, the boys did not know there was anything wrong, and they had quite unconsciously copied them. Now, I know that the Bible says that we tend to become like the people we associate with. It is so true. And I'm sure you will agree with me that our let's call it our copy facility is quite keen. Now, the article went on to say that in the Bible, God has given us a word that is always in proper tune. And I like that because, you see, my friend, it is tuned as a standard for our singing and for our songs. And there is a pitch in it, that is the Bible, for life now and a pitch for life eternal. And that is why, my friend, we need to sing by God's pitch in the world. It's hard but possible to be sensitive to the false notes that are being broadcast in the world. Now, the world's music is not the Word's music. And that is why Paul, in writing to the Romans in Romans 12:2, says, be in the world but not of the world. Actually, he is saying, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, the world throws at us a lot of things that are not really tuned to God's word. We call it difficulties, and we call it hardships, and we call them afflictions, and the list goes on. And I think you know what I mean, my friend. And that is why when we are listening to these tunes that come to us, we need to try to change our tune like a piano tuner would change the strength of a string, to be tuned to God's word, and that will get us through. And so a prayer would be something like this. I think, Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus that we tune up our way, our actions, our thoughts, and our attitudes. I pray that this one who is listening right now might be on your pitch. And then and only then will beautiful music come from them. And the prettiest music, written in the key of Be Saved, comes from the cross. And I pray, God, that your music flow through this very special person right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, I'm glad you called, my friend. The messages are changed every day, and if you'd like to talk to me after the signal, you might. Thanks for calling. Goodbye.